approve it with a contingency.
You know, looking at it from another way, if we're talking about allowing this to continue and the house two lots down has actually already set a precedent.
Yeah.
And, you know, within that same neighborhood. I'm not sure, and it looks like the next house is actually a little bit
closer. Right. You know, I wasn't even looking at the carport, which would cause a detriment as well. It looks like it's could easily be on the property line. So,
well, I wouldn't say they set a precedence. If they're legal non-conforming there before those setbacks were in place.
We can't look at it being a precedent. We have to look at this an item by item.
Absolutely.
Well, I understand.
You know, we can't look at the way this one is. Well, it was done 25 years ago, and now this is the way it is now, but things have changed. It's like the man says, you know, I mean, the traffic has changed. I mean, the way they measure the speeds have changed. I mean, there's lots of variations.
Yeah.
And I have to look at all those requirements when I have to, in good faith, say, yeah, that looks like that'll work. But we haven't got an okay from anybody yet, except for we've already started.
Well, just that's why I want you to take in consideration the fact that if you denied it tonight and your reason for denial was because you don't have approval from those two departments, and he goes out and works hard and gets them both, we're right back in the same boat, wasting time, so you don't make that decision.
No.
If that's your reason for denial, then it's almost worth at that point considering an approval based on a contingency.
Yeah.
That's what you need.
I don't know that wouldn't be the way to pursue this.
Yeah.
I don't know. Mr. Persinger, what do you think?
Well, I have a concern just like you do. And that's, to me, that wouldn't be a good location to build. But if you go out on 160 to the lookout, north of town, you've got a house built there. And, of course,
right,
that's pre-existing.
Yeah.
But it's right at the edge, and you can barely park off the street.
Yeah.
That is. And so I don't know that this is different. The setback, the line of sight, it's a straightaway there.
Yeah.
And so that's not going to be an issue.
And there's a detriment of the bluff side.
Yeah. But I just look at the photo and I'm concerned about the power pole, and because obviously that's going to need to be moved.
Yeah.
Just the guide wire.
Yeah, the down guy. Yeah.
I have concerns about the closeness to the scenic overlook, but the fact is, it's a residential lot. You know, and you know, maybe they shouldn't have put. They should have thought about that when they decided to make this into a scenic overlook, or however that worked out. But you know, there's nothing stopping anybody once they purchase a lot to put a residential home on it.
Yeah. Well, I know when we look at these scenarios, we usually look at first: does it cause a safety with the traffic driving by?
Exactly.
That's the number one thing. If MoDOT hadn't been brought up, or guy wire, we would look at the safety of the location.
Anyways.
And then we would look at what's around it. What's the scenario been in the past? And those are the things that you want to take into consideration when you're looking at this. Does that fall in the same kind of categories we've ran into before? You know, what's the road look like? What's the layout look like? And I think if your safety of the MoDOT, which is a very very valid concern, is the safety of the MoDOT, but also know that they're a very capable department to make that decision without us.
The other thing, that even if we didn't approve this tonight, and tomorrow happens and he goes and he gets an approval from MoDOT, he can still build it.
Oh,
it's still going to happen. It's just going to be at 35 feet, not 25 feet.
Yeah.
So again, I think it really, you know, the things that we have to determine is whether or not we allow a 10-foot variance.
That's right.
Because he could, you know, he could just as easily go tomorrow, they can approve it, and it's going to happen regardless of what our decision is. All at that point, then the question is this extreme hardship due to the topography of the lot?
And if you pull up your topography map again, I think you're going to see that that's a classic hardship.
That's why there's a scenic overlook.
That's right. I think that might be the only thing I've ever seen worse than Emerald Point. Yeah.
That was pretty tight right there.
Whoever laid that out said, yep, they won't be able to use all that land.
Ever.
So those are the things you guys want to take in consideration when you're looking at this and making that decision tonight.
How deep is the house?
128, I think. Might be 28, 26. It's about as much as I could do on, you know, on a decent floor plan to keep it up the hill as much as I can. You know. I'm sure we could figure out something not as deep, but just so we could do that 35, but
did you already pour your concrete?
No.
Okay, you just dug it out.
Yeah.
So, when we were talking about contingencies, we're talking about contingent, possible two contingencies. One would be an approval of the county.
A MoDOT approved driveway.
And what electric company is it?
Yeah, I don't know for sure, but I know that
it's White. You said it's White River.
I might be lying. I can't remember if Liberty.
I think you could label it as the current current located pole Jaguar.
Well, it's also like you said, you know, we don't even have to take those things into consideration. The only thing that we're considering is a setback at this point.
Well,
because if he doesn't get the okay from the driveway, it doesn't make any difference anyway.
Yeah, exactly. Or even the Jaguar.
On the Jaguar.
Being that close to the.
Yeah, because it's in the ditch of the. You know, the footer.
That's a valid point, too.
Yeah.
But like I said, those two things really don't matter. I went down and looked at it, and it's just, if it's not in the ditch, it's right there. Like you said, it was probably overdug a little.
Right.
But they, you know, they were right there at it.
Well, I know that just based on my experience that you build a house there, they're going to either have to set another pole off of that pole, or they're going to put the transformer there and run power from that pole to the house, and at that point, they're going to make a decision based on the layout on what the right thing to do with that guy wire is, really,
absolutely.
More than we are.
Sure.
And so that, to me, would have been the least of my concerns.
Yeah.
And you got a valid point on the MoDOT driveway, but I think at this point it's probably fair to put it in there to create the urgency that it needs to be in there.
Yeah, because he could go out there and push and, you know, put in a culvert and he's got a house, and who's going to say anything then?
Yeah. I think it would be advantageous that if you make a motion to approve it, that we have that in there.
That we have what in there?
The MoDOT.
The MoDOT.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So with that being said, do we have any further discussion? And if not, do we have anybody that's willing to make a motion?
David, are you the guy?
I'd go ahead and make a motion to approve variance 2025-006V at 1348 State Highway Y for a 10-foot variance, allowing the house to be 25 instead of 35 feet from the property line, with the understanding that the landowner would have MoDOT approval, with the contingency that there would be MoDOT approval, MoDOT approved entrance for the property.
Okay. Do we have a second?
Yeah, I'd second it.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed?
Opposed.
Okay. All right, we're going to move on with 2025-007V with Federal Manta.
All right. This is a front variance property line setback again. This is at 381 Blueberry Lane, Rockaway Beach, Missouri, Township, Section 19, Township 24, Range 20. Daryl Banna is seeking a variance from the provisions of Section 010.020R1 Density and Dimensional Standards Setbacks. The applicant is seeking a 23-foot from front property line setback, 2 feet less than the required 25 feet. So let me kind of take you in and kind of give you an idea of what he's got going on here. I went out and looked at this with him, and so I should have given you a better idea where this. This is, help me out, is this Julie?
Yes.
Julie and Blueberry.
Yes, sir.
His 911 is off Blueberry, so that's his 25-foot setback. R1, A1 behind him. His property drops pretty good this way. So presently, this is a little confusing, so let me walk you through it. Presently, the house or the mobile is right here. It's in the red. He's talked to the mover, and he's willing to try to twist it, and that gets him only two. That'll get him 23 instead of 25 off of Blueberry. His issue for not going further back is right there. He's also got a restriction, not only from a setback, but the power company has a setback from their pole. So he's either got to get a variance one side or the other. He has no other option. So he chose to kind of twist the mobile in there and try to do the best he could with both. He's not going to have to get it on the back, but he'll need 2 feet on the front. And if you guys want me to see if I can pull that up on a street view. Once again, here's his property right here. I got it correct. It's right here, correct?
Yes, sir.
All right. Yep, that's it. There now, is it?
It is.
You have pictures of it?
I think I don't know if I did or not. I don't. I'm on the other side of it here. But it is. It's setting right here. Right in here. Because that's where he was going to place it till he realized he couldn't move back any further. So now he's looking to twist it and turn it. I apologize for that.
And back to the shot of it twisted, if you don't mind.
Like I said, this red is actually where it's at now. This dark black is where he's going to be placing it if you give him approval.
Okay. That'll probably actually help you on your parking as well.
Yes.